KVGC News Times, now 7 minutes after the hour of 7. Time for a look at the news for a Wednesday. It's the 12th day of December for 2018. Well, the Amador County Planning Commission has recommended approval of a new ordinance governing marijuana in Amador County. Meeting last night, the Planning Commission reviewed the proposed text, which would govern the growing and sale of cannabis in the unincorporated areas of Amador County. The new ordinance combines and organizes existing regulations for the drug. Now, Amador residents will be able to grow up to 12 plants for medical purposes with a doctor's prescription, or grow up to 6 plants for personal recreational use per property. Medical plants can be grown both indoors and outdoors, while plants for recreational use must be grown indoors only. No additional permits from the county will be required for the growing of plants for personal use. Now, the new ordinance keeps existing bans on large-scale commercial growing of marijuana, as well as commercial sales of the drug. The county has banned such uses under an emergency ordinance that's been in place since the state of California voted to legalize pot back in 2016. The ban includes other commercial uses related to marijuana, such as processing, testing, warehousing, and transporting of the drug. The commission voted 3-1 to recommend that the Board of Supervisors adopt the new ordinance. It now goes to the Board of Supervisors for their final approval.
And the search continues for a Calaveras man missing for more than 3 months. Shannon David Scott, a Marine Corps veteran, was last seen back on August 29th. He left his home on Blagan Road around 11 in the morning, heading to a 1:30 VA appointment in Rancho Cordova. Scott was driving a 2014 Fiat with a California Purple Heart license plate with either PH9038 or 9038PH. The car also has a Marine Corps sticker on the rear window and a dream catcher on the rearview mirror. A silver alert was issued after Scott didn't show up to his appointment. His cell phone ran out of power August 30th, with the last known location, Slough House. Now, there's been no activity on his debit or credit cards since he disappeared. Scott is 66 years old, 6 feet tall, approximately 170 pounds. He is dependent on a wheelchair or a cane, also suffers from medical disabilities, including diabetes. According to a post on his daughter's Facebook, Scott has white blonde hair and wears prescription glasses. He has 4 tattoos, a dragon on his right arm, a rose on his left, a pegasus on his right bicep, and a Kentucky flag on his left bicep. Anyone with info on the whereabouts of Shannon Scott urged to contact the Calaveras Sheriff Department at 754-6500.
And with a record number of dead and bark beetle-stricken trees in California, the harsh winter mix of wind, rain, and snow bring an increased risk to property owners and the public. As Calaveras County continues its tree mortality program, officials caution that both hazardous trees and live trees could be uprooted or toppled over, making safety for crews and the traveling public utmost concern. Now, they advise that on days that are extremely windy, rainy, and or snowy, work will stop as it's determined safe for the removal of trees to continue. I should say until it's determined safe. If the public does encounter a tree that's fallen into or across a county road, contact Public Works, or if it's after hours, contact the sheriff's non-emergency dispatch. The county's tree mortality program managers remind you that any landowner that has received a right of entry form and has not returned it, please do so right away, so your property can be included in the free tree removal projects.
And Sutter Amador Hospital offering a safe sitter course for students grades 6 through 8, Saturday, January 5th at the hospital campus. Registration deadline, December 28th. Now, the course provides hands-on practice and life-saving techniques to young teens who are home alone, watching younger siblings, or babysitting, so they're equipped with the skills and confidence to act in an emergency. They'll learn basic first aid and infant and child choking rescue, plus CPR. Students also receive instruction on how a child's age affects how to care for them, how to prevent problem behavior, and how to run their own babysitting business. Students who graduate from a safe sitter course receive a completion card demonstrating they know how to use their skills in situations they encounter. The cost is only $40 for the course. Call 223-7478 to register your son or daughter or child's babysitter.
And Amador High School Musical Theater presents the jazz blockbuster Chicago. Bargain-priced previews are set for 6 o'clock tomorrow night and 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. $5 per person, $10 for a family. Now, opening night is set for Saturday evening at 7 o'clock, followed by performances on December 18th and December 20th at 6:30, closing night on December 21st at 7 p.m. Now, admission for those, $10 per person or $20 for family. And again, this is a family-rated version of the musical Chicago.
And 'tis the season to jingle and mingle at the Amador County Chamber of Commerce annual holiday mixer hosted by KVGC. The mixer will take place tonight from 5:30 to 7 on Main Street Jackson. Join the chamber and these participating shops for a night of holiday fun. The KVGC Studios, JB's, Matic Vukovic Insurance, Main Street Designs, Sue's Shop, The Biggest Little Kitchen Store, and Homestead Mortgage. There will be appetizers, live music, no host bar, raffle prizes, and shopping. This event is open to the public. Admission only $10. Drinks for $5.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC newsroom.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, to visit our website at kvgcradio.com. Local news brought to us today by Howard's Body Shop and Volcano Communications.